The following programming is sponsored by D&D Media Group. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
In the Delaware Valley, welcome to the HealthBridge Highlight Hour, sponsored by HealthBridge Chiropractic. I'm your co-host, Joe Dougherty. We've got a phenomenal show. We're hosted by Dr. Matt Marcus. Lots going on around the Delaware Valley today. Matt, how are you, sir?
Joe, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm awesome. It's a beautiful day here throughout the Delaware Valley, and so much to talk about. What I love about this show is you showcase the top professionals in the legal area and areas of workers' comp and personal injury. And today is no exception. We've got two heavyweights on the broadcast and two individuals that represent a ton of injured workers and a ton of injury victims. If you would, Matt, introduce our first guest.
Yeah, our first guest, Jim Monahan. He has an office in Norristown and recently opened a new office up in the Poconos. What county is that, Jim?
Monroe County.
Monroe County. I met Jim a little over a year ago. I know that he has an extensive history of helping injured workers. He's been doing it now for well over 20 years. He's been on his own now for around 8 years, branched out on his own, and just does a phenomenal job guiding those injured to get back to work in some sort of gamely employment and get their lives back. Our other guest actually is stuck on the road right now in 76. I think he's going to be joining us the last half hour, Joe. So
sure.
We're really just going to focus on Jim today because, you know, it's really all about him right now. Right, Jim?
Absolutely, and it should be.
I couldn't agree more.
And so, Jim, tell our listeners, elaborate a little on what Dr. Matt said about yourself and the practice.
Sure. And I don't want to age myself too much, but I have actually been practicing law for 30 years and workers' comp for about 28 of those 30 years. I'm a certified workers' compensation attorney, which mostly means I've been doing this for a long time and I know what I'm doing. But it is a designation that is somewhat difficult to get. There's only about 225 of us in the Commonwealth. But it really just means that it's what you do the most. It's what I like to do the most. It's what I feel like I'm most capable at and I'm also most passionate about.
Well, it's interesting because when you talk about the certification for workers' compensation, I equate it in a lot of ways to, you know, and Dr. Marcus will agree. When you're going to a doctor when you're injured, you want to find the right doctor. You want to find specialists like those at HealthBridge Chiropractic. You don't want to go to somebody for your foot if you have an issue with your back. And As a workers' compensation specialist, it's what you do. And so many individuals, once they get injured on the job, and they could be individuals that are, that have been loyal employees for 10, 15, 20 years, but when they get injured on the job, it is so important that they retain the services of somebody that can walk them through and provide them with the advocacy and the information they need, literally in many ways, from point one, because a lot of times, as you all know, it's an unfriendly system for individuals who are trying to, do the boss a favor and just suck it up. And next thing you know, they find their lives in jeopardy. If you would, talk about the first thing somebody should do when they get injured on the job. I would profess to call Jim Monahan, but aside from that, which we're going to get into, talk about that for a second, because it literally could impact the course of their recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first thing they should do is make sure their employer knows that they were injured. I mean, sometimes that's obvious. You know, when you get carted out, you know, with an ambulance, they have a pretty good idea what happened. But a lot of times, maybe most of the time, injuries aren't that obvious. I had a gentleman call me today who had a wrist injury, and he, you know, he'd had a wrist injury in the past. He thought, this will probably go away. So he didn't say anything for a while. And he finally did, fortunately, say something to his boss. And then he waited, you know, a few more weeks to get any medical treatment. And all that stuff adversely affected him. And now he's got somewhat of an uphill battle to, you know, force the insurance company to pay for his care and for his wage loss, which he's going to have because he's going to have to get surgery. So it's really important. That would be the very first thing you need to do is notify your employer of what happened and how it happened. The other thing is along the lines of what I said, and that is to get health care. Don't just assume that, you can't work because you know you can't work. That's not a decision you get to make. It's not a decision your employer gets to make. It's not even a decision I get to make. It's a decision that the doctor makes. So it's really important that you get medical treatment as soon as possible and get an idea as to what restrictions they want to put on you, let you know, what kind of diagnostic test they need and what kind of care you need.
Yeah, and it's
and
funny,
so having
Jim.
Said that, but there are qualifications. It's so important for an individual to get the right, health care immediately. There are qualifications that an employer has to have and has to, they have to put forward in order for somebody to have to go to what they call a panel doctor. They're 95% of the time, and people don't know, and this is why I say call Jim Monahan if you get injured at work, because you're in a situation where, Jim, how important is it to see the right doctor upon getting injured and at all costs? Because you hear nightmares about the panel doctors.
Well, yeah, and it's important to understand that there's not just one panel doctor. There are multiple panel doctors, and one of the things that I can help with people in the early stages of an injury is directing them to, the best of the options that they have. I can also evaluate whether or not they even need to go to the panel doctor. But typically, if there is a panel, that is who they're going to go to, and that's going to be the path of least resistance to getting the claim accepted.
Having said that, mm-hmm. What are those qualifications? What does an employer have to put forward in order for somebody to have to see a panel doctor?
Well, they're required to post a list of panel physicians. You're required to make that available when an employee is hired. You should have the employer should have the employee sign off on the list of panel doctors. But the reality is, and that's what I think is most important when I'm providing advice to my clients, is if they have a panel and I start looking for signatures and I say, don't worry, you don't have to treat with the panel, that's going to lead to a long road of litigation on a case that maybe would have been picked up right away. Now, can I legally make that argument? Can I be successful in making that argument? Oh, I absolutely can be. The most important thing for me is to get that person benefits as soon as possible. And if we start, and in some cases, I'll do that. But in other cases, it's better for me to say, hey, you know what? There's this one particular panel doctor on here who's not so bad, so you should go see him. But don't go to this one because this one is so bad. And then the other thing that's really important is to make sure that they get advice regarding independent medical evaluations, which are going to happen right at the end of the 90-day period that they have to go to the panel doctor.
Now, having said that, we've all heard the nightmares, and the nightmares are often, you can go back to work. It's a pre-existing injury. You can go back to work as on light duty. Individual might be a laborer. They mean light duty to them may be literally as hard as another trade may even be able to portray in what type of work they have. And so, you know, I always, and to this day, ethically speaking, you know, you hear the, you know, pre-existing injury and all these situations, and the individual gets beat up like there's no tomorrow. What's the reason for that?
Well, I mean, look, insurance companies are businesses. I mean, they're in the business of making money, and they make money by paying out less in benefits than they get in premiums. So they're going to do everything they can to avoid paying benefits. And, you know, and people a lot of times don't realize, or they're, you know, they're afraid to go see a lawyer because they think it's going to cost a lot of money. And the reality is you've never done this before. Most injured workers have never been hurt before, and they don't know what the system is. Well, guess what? The insurance company has done this thousands of times over and over again, and they know the tricks of the trade and ways to avoid payment. And, you know, you need an advocate on your side, and that would be both a legal advocate as well as a medical advocate, because you know, you need a medical provider that's going to step up and be able to provide the advice and the opinions that are going to support your claim.
And having said that, let me segue to Dr. Marcus. Doc, if you would remind our listeners a little bit about what HealthBridge does, particularly for injured workers, because in a lot of ways we thank God for healthcare providers like yourself, especially you know, dealing with it from our union perspective and seeing some of the situations that hit the fan and how bad people get beat up. What you guys do for your listener for injured workers?
Thanks, Joe. That's a great question. And just to talk about what Jim stated, you know, our job as chiropractors and healthcare providers is to do the right thing by the patient, to take a detailed history and a detailed evaluation in order to get the right diagnosis and get them to the right specialist. While doing that, we provide a conservative care pathway. And this conservative care pathway starts with chiropractic, but it also leads to active therapy, exercise therapy, balance, proprioceptive therapy, all the types of therapy that would allow a person with a soft tissue injury to heal, to improve, and to get back to work. When we started our practice, and it was started by my partner, Dr. Larry Siegel, around 32 years ago, our goal and our mission was always to provide the best, most compassionate care pathway for people in general. And as we've evolved, we see ourselves dealing with a lot of injured workers. And our name, our brand, and everything we do is based upon, you know, excellence and doing it to the best of our ability to make sure that that injured worker or that weekend athlete is able to get back on the field, the injured worker is able to get back to work, or whatever they do, we're trying to improve their outcome and make sure that they're going to benefit from what we do. In the event that we can't provide the conservative care pathway that we're trained to provide, we have relationships all through the city of Philadelphia, the Lehigh Valley. We recently expanded our model right into Lankenau Hospital. And, you know, our goal always is to work with the best of the best and provide the pathway for that person to get better. So, you know, there's a lot of different sizes. I mean, Jim talks about insurance companies. Yes, they're big, big businesses. They are the Goliath of the industry. The panelists, you know, with them controlling where the injured worker can go in order to get a claim resolved as quickly as possible at times. We stay very neutral and focused on patient care. So our goal and our mission doesn't change whether it's a referral directly through the insurance company, or the patient gets to us through the ER, or there's an attorney that needs help with us evaluating whether they have insurance or not. We don't focus on that. We strictly focus on the patient outcome, getting the patient the right care, the right diagnostics, and getting them back to their pre-level condition prior to the injury.
And when an individual does get hurt, there is, you know, sometimes, you know, one of the reasons why it's important, so important to get legal counsel right away is because of, in a sense, the nature. I've heard, Jim, I've heard the same exact thing in regards to insurance companies. They're in the business of, you know, making money and taking premiums, not paying them out. And so that's about as good an answer as I've heard. And but having said that, you're dealing with individuals that really, like you said, if it's not a catastrophic injury, you know, they tend to, in a sense, not want to make waves. And so let me give you a scenario. An individual who's been working for the company for, I don't know, 5 years, has an excellent record, gets injured not catastrophically or seemingly catastrophically on a Friday afternoon, pulls their back or their neck out. Doesn't really want to say anything, doesn't want to make waves for some particular reason. I guess it's not popular to do it. So they're going to wait until Monday before they actually report their injury. And the reason they're going to is they want to see if they're going to get better. They're going to give their company a solid because they're solid. They're quality human beings. Now, Monday comes and they don't have, you know, they don't feel better. Not only don't they feel better, they feel worse. Now they decide, okay, I think I better report the injury because I have, you know, I have more pain today. Than it did not go away over the weekend. Number one, Jim, how long does somebody have legally to report an injury, a work injury? And then number two, when should they? Let's go with number one first.
So number one is they have 120 days to report the injury. If they don't report in that time, then they're out of luck. But that doesn't come up that often. When they should report it? Number one, they should report it the minute it happens. And in fact, a lot of employers will provide that information to an employee. They want to know about it right away. And in your specific scenario, what I have seen happen so many times is where somebody waits over the weekend, and then all of a sudden, the insurance company starts looking at the weekend. And they start saying, oh, well, what was he doing over the weekend that all of a sudden now he hurts on Monday? You know, was he playing touch football? Was he mowing his lawn? Was he, you know, surfing? You know, whatever it might be. So you eliminate a lot of that problem by reporting it right away. So, I mean, that's certainly what I would recommend.
And when you report it, what is the recommended way to report an injury?
Ideally it would be in writing, but it doesn't have to be in writing. Report it like you would report anything else to your boss. Now, presumably, and again, sometimes it depends upon the type of employer. And if you work for, a large employer, and they're going to have protocols, they're going to generally know how to deal with this. But if you work for a mom and pop place, they may not even understand what they need to do. And it's not that they don't want to help their employee. They just had never had the situation arise. So I would think that in that circumstance, if you're getting pushback from your employer about them not really knowing what to do, putting it in writing, maybe an email or a text even, would not be a bad idea. That would be a good idea and say, you know, hey, you know, boss, I just want to confirm that we talked today about the fact that I lifted that box and I hurt my back. You're going to get me the list of panel doctors. Thanks a lot. You know, something like that.
Right. And so having said that, you mentioned, you know, you have 120 days. It's amazing, how, for example, you have 120 days, but you really should report it immediately. And in a sense, most of the employees that we know, if they suck it up and they, you know, they want to wait it out, that very scenario, we've had defense attorneys on the shows, exactly what you said. What were you doing over the weekend? Playing touch football, doing, you know. And you couldn't be more right. That is, you know, they're reaching for everything that they can, which in a sense is a tragedy, but that's so much why people don't like to be litigious and they don't want to jump to conclusions and they don't want to be hurt. But if they don't know, they don't realize that it's potentially likely that that goodwill that they portrayed to the employer, and by the way, the employer can be their brother-in-law, will not be often reciprocated by the actual workers' compensation provider, and in fact, it'll be used against them. And if you don't have counsel or advocacy by somebody like yourself from point A, you won't know that. You will not have an idea that that may – you need somebody who's experienced in that. Talk about, if you will, what a temporary order of compensation is. And also, if you would, address what are known as accepted injuries and those that are not.
Okay. So first of all, I just going on what you said a moment ago, an important thing for injured workers to understand who might be afraid of being litigious or that is insurance company propaganda. That's
right.
You know, everybody remembers the SEPTA commercial with the guy with the big sack of money on his back and he goes to dive into the diving pool or the swimming pool and he comes up and they put handcuffs on him. Well, you know, that's not the real story. But people see that and they get, you know, they tend to believe that. And what I always tell my clients when they first come into the office is I point to my filing cabinets and I say, look, you know, there are hundreds of people just like you in those filing cabinets. And you are here because you legitimately got hurt at work just like every one of them. So don't buy into that insurance company propaganda. I'm sorry. Now I lost track of what your question was.
You make a great point. You make a fantastic point. And what we're trying to do is paint the picture why it's so vital to get counsel as early as possible. And then, of course, quality medical, because your cases are built on medical.
But yeah, you asked me about the temporary notice of compensation payable. So
and the accepted injury process.
Yeah, okay. So when the insurance company first acknowledges a claim, they have to issue some kind of a document. They either issue a notice of compensation payable, a temporary notice of compensation payable, or a denial. Typically, it's the temporary notice of compensation payable, and that's only accepting the claim on a temporary basis for up to 90 days, and they can withdraw that at any point and issue a denial for any reason. And so it is particularly important to have counsel in that circumstance because
absolutely
you want to make sure that you're not doing anything that could result in them pulling that temporary notice of compensation payable. But even more so, the important thing for people to realize is if the insurance company does everything they're supposed to do, it doesn't cost you anything to have that lawyer. And if they don't do what they're supposed to do, you're going to need a lawyer anyway. So what are you waiting for? I mean, you might as well have one for free, and if it turns out you didn't need them, well, it didn't cost you a dime. But if it, you know, if it ended up that you did need them, well, you had them there and they're prepared for it. So, but the temporary notice of compensation payable is effective for 90 days, and it describes the accepted injury, which is what they're going to treat you for. So if it says low back, well, and you complain to your doctor about a neck injury, well, they're not going to pay for that. So it's important that your lawyer gets an accurate description of injury on that document. If it's not on there, then sometimes that requires litigation.
You know, it's interesting because the reason I'm laying it out there like this is because these are just things that people don't know. You would never think. A lot of people think that because they got accepted or they're getting their check I have an open workers' compensation claim, but they don't understand that there's a potentially it's just temporary. Number one, so it's a total shock when they get all of a sudden denied or dropped, and at the same time, They don't under, you know, they would never understand what an accepted injury is. Let me segue there to Dr. Marcus. Doc, when individuals come in to your office, you see some of the situations that they've had to deal with prior. Often they are, they're devastated. They're a little gun shy because most of the time, as we all know, our medical providers, are second only to our family members. Okay, but not in the case of what is called a panel doctor. Having said that, what's the first thing, that you guys look for, from day one when somebody comes in? First, building their confidence back into understanding that you're a medical provider that actually cares about their injury and getting them better. How do you pick it up from there?
Well, my approach always with the patients is to form a relationship of trust and understanding that we are here to help them. And secondly, once you establish trust and you're talking to the patient, the second issue that the patient always have is who's going to pay for this? Am I responsible for this? I'm not sure if my employer is going to fire me. So there's a major mental stress that's going on inside the patient's head. And from our approach, again, we truly believe at HealthBridge that if we do the right thing, take care of the patient, everything works out. That being said, it is a business. So we have to be aware of the things that Jim spoke about with regards to reporting the incident. When did the incident occur? What happened? Did they go to the ER? Is there any other documentation? Truth be told, most injured workers are hardworking people who have the unfortunate incident at work and they're having issues performing their work requirements. That being said, when I come across an injured worker or, Jim comes across an injured worker, but when it's in the medical setting, I'm not here to be the judge and jury about what happened, the insurance company, the adjuster. I'm here to help the patient. And, our approach to helping people is listening to them, taking a detailed history, doing a proper physical exam, coming up with a proper diagnosis and treatment plan, and then involving those specialists that we feel need to be involved, whether it's an orthopedic surgeon, a neurosurgeon, a neurologist, you name it, we have access to it. And then educating the injured worker on what the game plan is. Another thing that we try and do with every injured worker is encourage them to go back to work. I think it's important that people who are injured at work, I think it's important that people who are injured in general try and resume their daily living routine without limitations. So, when it comes to workers' compensation and dealing with insurance companies, employers, attorneys, our goal is always to try and get them back to some sort of productive employment status. And guess what? If they can't, we will discuss that with the employer and get them some light duty job or not let them go back to work in general. So, our philosophy is such where we're a patient advocate, we're trying to help them get back to work. And ultimately, everyone wants to see someone recover and do well.
That's interesting. Having said that, Jim Monahan said that, they don't have to pay for the legal counsel. It's a contingency fee basis. It's the same situation in regards to the medical as well. You never expect, because it's a work injury or even a personal injury, you don't expect the individual, they don't come out of pocket. Is that correct?
For the most part, yes, you're correct. But in certain situations, I think Jim could discuss this, when it gets to wrapping up a legal matter, and again, we are treating the patient based on the patient's history, who they're represented by, there's instances where there's something called a settlement without admission of liability, where Jim could kind of dig a little deeper in that for our listeners. But ultimately, there's cases where, or there's treatment of injured workers where they do pay us out of their settlement proceeds at time to time if the insurance company and the representing attorney can't seem to get on the same page to pay the physicians. But 9 times out of 10, that does not happen. But to say it never happens would be false.
Got it. So listen, we're going to go to break. We're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to have attorney Lino Thomas join us in the second part of the hour. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the HealthBridge Highlight Hour, sponsored by HealthBridge Chiropractic. We'll be back in a moment.
HealthBridge was established over 30 years ago by compassionate chiropractic physicians who understand the physical limitations that come with aches and pains, trauma, and unforeseen motor vehicle accidents and work injuries. With 8 locations throughout Philadelphia, Montgomery, and Lehigh County, our team of doctors are experienced in evaluating and treating all musculoskeletal injuries. At HealthBridge, we provide chiropractic, therapeutic exercise, active release therapy, joint mobilization, core stabilization, work hardening, and numerous other individualized treatment plans so our patients feel stronger, better, and reinvigorated without pain or limitations. With over 750 five-star Google reviews, our team stays focused and consistent with each new and existing patient to guarantee the best possible result. Please visit our website at healthbridgechiro.com or call now to schedule an appointment 833-422-4766 and experience why HealthBridge is the right choice for you. Comfort and Care is your home for prosthetics and orthotics throughout South Jersey and the greater Philadelphia area, serving the region for 45 years. And since 2015, faithfully serving patients from the new state-of-the-art facility in Magnolia, New Jersey. Comfort and Care knows there's more to prosthetics and orthotics than just equipment. They work with both you and your insurance provider to address all of your needs and custom craft the best solutions for you. All of their prosthetists and orthotists are board certified and licensed in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey with many years of success stories and very satisfied patients. Contact them today, toll free at 888-852-0181 to arrange for them to come see you or visit them on the web at www.comfortcare.com for information on their modern state-of-the-art facility in Magnolia, New Jersey and their other locations near you. Comfort and Care looks forward to serving your accessibility and mobility needs and helping you live a life without limitations. That's Comfort Care, KOMFORTKARE. Toll free at 888-852-0181. Online at comfortcare.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the HealthBridge Highlight Hour. We're sponsored by HealthBridge Chiropractic with my co-host, Dr. Matt Marcus, and I have been talking to attorney Jim Monahan, workers' compensation certified specialist of the law offices of James V. Monahan. We've had a fantastic conversation. Now I am ecstatic to bring into the broadcast an individual who is no stranger to the broadcast, attorney Lino Thomas of Solomon, Bursler, Campbell, and Thomas. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Fantastic. It's great to have you back on the broadcast. If you would, remind our listeners a little bit about yourself and your practice in the firm.
Okay. Like you said, my name's Lino Thomas. I've been a partner at Solomon, Bursler, Campbell, and Thomas now for the last 6 or 7 years. Was an associate there for 5 years before that. I've been practicing personal injury law since the early 2000s, so I have over 20 years under my belt here. And Solomon, Bursler, Campbell, and Thomas is a general practice in Norristown, where our three main areas of focus are personal injury, criminal defense, and family law. We do a number of other things too, but those are our major focuses.
So when you talk about personal injury, that can be, there can be a wide array of type injuries. Can you kind of break that down as it relates to, obviously, individuals who are injured at the negligence of somebody else?
Sure. Personal injury is a broad category, and all that means is that you were injured through the fault of someone else. So personal injury, when you break it down, can be anything from a car accident to a slip and fall to a dog bite to medical malpractice, anything where you were injured and it was because of the negligence or carelessness of another individual.
And Lino, in your specialty area, for the benefit of our listeners, what are your specialties in regards to personal injury?
Well, we do it all. We primarily focus on automobile accidents as well as premises liability accidents, which are the slip and falls and things like that. But we also handle all other types of personal injury. I'm well-versed in dealing with both motor vehicle and premises liability cases and have been doing so for over 20 years.
So let's take a hypothetical that would include all three. And by the way, I want to shout out Beth Capelli, who puts the broadcast together for us. I know she's in the house, so I'd be remiss if I didn't state that. And I say that because I want to put a scenario together that involves potentially everybody on the broadcast. Let's just talk about a potential third-party auto accident. So in essence, you have an individual who drives a truck for a living, and there is a work injury. And having said that, segue to James Monahan in the fact that maybe the case comes to the work injury attorney first. Jim, if you would talk about that and at what point you would contact Lino Thomas for the personal injury side of an individual who's driving his truck, as part of his work day, gets T-boned by, another vehicle who blew a red light. It's a work injury, but there's a third-party element. Pick it up from there and talk about when you would involve an attorney, a personal injury attorney such as Lino Thomas, in the process.
Sure. So one of the jobs that I have when I first meet with a client is to identify any potentially liable third parties. And what I mean by a third party is someone other than their employer. Because in workers' compensation, you're entitled to somewhat limited benefits. You're entitled to wage loss benefits, medical benefits, and a few other things. But what you're not entitled to is pain and suffering. You're not entitled to potential lost wages in the future that maybe are greater than your wages at the time of the injury. So I have to make sure that I'm aware of those claims and then send those claims to attorneys that can handle those. So Lino is one of those attorneys I would recommend a client, initially when they come in to see me, I would send them over to Lino. His office is around the corner from me. It literally might be that same day. Because it makes sense for him to get involved as soon as possible.
And having said that, Lino, you get that call. It's a credible call because it came from another attorney, such as Jim Monahan. This individual, when it's a workers' compensation industry, typically it's no fault. So in other words, if I'm working on a job and hit myself with a hammer accidentally, there's no negligence. It's somebody else's cause, but if I'm driving my truck and I accidentally hit a wall. However, it's somebody else's fault, and that's where you come in. Talk about your process as soon as you get that call.
Sure. There's a lot of interplay between workers' comp cases and personal injury cases. A lot of times you will find that the person has a valid workers' comp claim but also has what we call a third-party action, a negligence action. And the example that you gave is probably the clearest example of someone driving a work truck and they're on the job and they get into an automobile accident. Through no fault of their own, another vehicle crashes into their car and causes them injury. That brings up the third-party claim. The workers' compensation claim is very distinct from the third-party claim because, as Jim said, it doesn't compensate you for your pain and suffering. It has limited rights of recovery, which are for your lost wages and for your medical benefits. But people that are injured and going through this horrible pain and suffering deserve to be compensated for what they've been put through because of the negligence of another person. So that's where I come in. Jim would handle the workers' compensation portion, and I would handle the third-party action against the negligent driver and or their insurance company. Now, there's a lot of interplay that goes back and forth. Jim and I would be talking about cases or talking about the case from a very early stage till right up at the end. We definitely communicate with each other, and both of us know what the other is doing. And we're both working for the client, and both of us work on a contingency basis, which means that there's never a fee to the client unless we recover money for them.
And that's actually really important what Lino said, is that communication. And it's not just between the third-party attorney and the workers' comp attorney. It's also the medical provider, because all of these balls have to be juggled at the same time. And ultimately, when it comes to decisions about settling the workers' comp claim or settling the third-party claim or making sure that outstanding medical bills have been paid or making arrangements for them to be paid, those have to be handled, and it's important that all the parties communicate, because if they don't, somebody ends up with the short end of the stick, and a lot of times it's the client.
And so, Dr. Marcus, jump in there if you would. Talk about that when you're in a situation where you're dealing with both. It's a third party case. You're dealing with work injury, but it's you're dealing with a workers' comp attorney and a personal injury attorney, and of course communication is at a premium. Talk about that process from your standpoint.
Yeah. So again, you know, like we spoke earlier on the show about what we do and what our mission is, to provide compassionate, conservative care and escalate the injured party to the right specialist. Communication is key with everyone. And that just isn't the attorneys. It could be the insurance adjuster. It can be multiple people in the ecosystem of treating a injured worker or someone injured through a motor vehicle accident. But you mentioned someone who is really important in the process, and that's Beth Capelli. She's right next to me now. And it's important to understand what her role is in HealthBridge and the organization itself. Beth has a really critical role in the organization, and she takes and fields emails, calls of all new patients, requests for medical records, such as Lino or Jim would be asking. And she's able to coordinate the care. She's able to gather the information, the diagnostic tests, and all the things that Jim and Lino would need. So, you know, Beth Capelli, her teammate Mary Beth as well, they really handle a lot of these requests, and they make it really easy for Jim and Lino to do their job. It's literally one email, one call, and Beth is on it. She sources the information through our software system, and she's able to kind of expedite it right to the party that needs it. But Beth, why don't you jump in there and kind of tell them how medical coordination has really changed the game for HealthBridge and what you do.
Thanks, Matt. Yes, it really, really has. And since we've grown so much over the years, and now with 8 offices throughout the Philadelphia area, now in Allentown and in Lankenau, it really is key now for, really, I serve as a liaison between the attorneys, the patients, and all of our offices. And that does include the specialists that we work with, the diagnostic facilities. And but what we have found is it's so much easier when there's one phone call that has to be made, no matter what is needed, whether the patient needs to be set up for an initial consult, whether they need to see a specialist, whether they need diagnostics, if they need a translator, if they need transportation, whatever is needed, I can help coordinate that for the patient.
And you talk about that because, we're very fortunate on this broadcast to be able to showcase, the premium providers and professionals and law firms across the state of Pennsylvania. That communication level is is paramount. I obviously, particularly when you have workers' comp and a personal injury, and obviously the medical. Lino, when you talk about medical compliance and the fact that the left hand always needs to know what the right hand is, you know, doing, and vice versa in regards to work comp and a third party case. How important, from your standpoint, is that communication and the compliance and understanding that, in a sense, everybody's working together for a common purpose?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. And that's the great thing about fantastic doctors like Dr. Marcus and great organizations like HealthBridge, is that they'll keep you in the loop. They'll let you know if a patient hasn't been attending therapy as much as they should be. They'll let you know if they've been missing visits with the doctor, because that all comes into play later on when you're trying to resolve a case. Did the patient actively comport with the treatment plan? And if they don't, and they just show up when they feel like it, your case value goes down dramatically. So it's very important that the physician's office contact the attorney, and then I'll immediately get on the phone with the patient and say, hey, you're really doing yourself a disservice by not going to the therapy. You have to go to the therapy so we can document what your pain is, we can document what your progress is, and we can prove to a judge or a jury ultimately what your level of discomfort was and why you deserve to be compensated in the way that we're asking you to do so. And if they don't do that, it's really just, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And that's what the great thing is about good organizations like HealthBridge and great doctors like Dr. Marcus, is that they'll keep you in the loop.
And that's a great point. Jim Monahan, talk about that in regards, you know, from the workers' compensation standpoint, and the credibility of the medical organization that's representing that client. Such as HealthBridge, how important is that, you know, from your standpoint?
Well, it's very important, and a lot of times, my clients, you know, and Lino's clients, they get frustrated, and they feel like, you know, I don't feel like getting up and going to therapy today because I'm in so much pain. Well, you know, unfortunately, we can't document that pain without you going to the therapy, and the therapy is what's going to make you better. But they do get frustrated, especially with long-term injuries. It's really important from a workers' comp standpoint that we have a current understanding of the person's capabilities, because at some point the insurance company is going to send you to a doctor they want to send you to. And if we don't have a current understanding as to what your capabilities are, that doctor's opinion that the insurance company hires might be held to a higher standard than your own doctor. But if your doctor has been regularly treating you and has been seeing you on a regular basis and understands what you can and can't do and provides the insurance company with credible restrictions, then a judge, if called upon to kind of decide the credibility between your doctor and the insurance company's doctor, is gonna definitely be significantly swayed by the fact that your doctor has been involved all along and has had an opportunity to see you and understand your medical condition a lot more than, you know, a one-time insurance company doctor.
And just to jump in on that, Jim,
sure.
We've been so fortunate at HealthBridge to grow so much. We keep things very, very black and white with our patient care. If you're injured and you need our help, you need to come in. And if you're not injured, we're happy to discharge you and send you on your way. It's very clear to us that the patients that have injuries for whatever reason or however it happened, whether it was playing baseball and an injury at work or in a car accident, if there are symptoms and there are problems, we're here to help them. We're here to service these people and give them the best standard of care possible. And in the event that they are not able to come to our office or they're not treating, we're happy to discharge them and send them on their way. For us, our passion and our mission at HealthBridge is to really just help people get better. Bottom line, very, very black and white.
And it's interesting, too. Lino, you mentioned, I've heard attorneys say no treatment, no case. And Jim and you and I were talking, you know, when the reason why it's so important to get educated, is because you know, a work injury or you know, a personal injury, especially a work injury, but a personal injury, obviously, you're dealing with the case is the evidence is medical. Of course, that doesn't have to do with the negligence evidence, but you're dealing with individuals like, I forget which one said it, but they may wake up in the morning and feel like, I just can't go today. And, Lino, how often do you find yourself explaining to your client, look, you know, I know you're having a hard time moving around, but they may not understand that they're in the face of a situation where their medical and the treatment for their care is a big part of, you know, unfortunately, their case. And you know, compliance is very important. Talk about that conversation.
Well, thankfully, it doesn't happen often. But when it does happen, you know, Beth or somebody in that role will notify me. And immediately, I will get on the phone with that client and just impress upon them how important it is that they go to therapy. And what you said is true. No therapy, no case. You can have all the pain in the world, but if I'm not able to document that and to prove that to a judge or a jury, it's worthless. I hate to say it that way, but no one is going to believe you if you say you have all this pain, but then you don't go to the doctor. The only way I can prove these injuries is through the treatment records and through Dr. Marcus's testimony in a deposition or you know, answers to interrogatories, is to really show and document that this pain was really existing, this person was really suffering, and the length and duration of it is documented with the medical records.
Now, you know, you've had a ton of success with, you know, for your clients and advocating for. You mentioned value in the case, and you know, we only have a couple minutes left here, but having said that, talk about the what that's about. Because it can be a complicated process.
Absolutely. Well, insurance companies only pay for injuries that, you know, they can either see or that you can document. So if you have a person that's just, you know, complaining of pain but not going to a doctor, their case is not going to be as valuable as someone that's compliant and actually goes to the doctor, gets a professional medical documented diagnosis of what the injuries is, then follows up with the treatment plan, goes through the diagnostics, gets an MRI or an X-ray, which clearly shows whether it's a herniated disc or a torn meniscus, which clearly shows what the injury is in black and white and in color, so that I can present that to a jury or a judge if need be, if the insurance company doesn't wise up and settle the case for what we're asking for. So the value of a case is directly dependent on the level of compliance that a patient puts into the treatment and into documenting getting better.
So, having said that, you know, we're coming down to the nitty gritty in the broadcast. I want to make sure everybody is able to give our listeners the proper contact information before we go. Jim, if you would. Your contact information for anybody who's listening who has potentially has a work injury so they can get in touch?
Sure. So it's real easy. It's Law Offices of Me. So that's Law Offices of James V. Monahan. My website's at www.norristownlegal.com. And you can also get a lot of useful information on social media. I have a Facebook page, I have a LinkedIn page, and then I also run the Pennsylvania Workers' Compensation Forum, which provides lots of information to injured workers. That's on Facebook, and you can just look that up there.
Awesome. Lino Thomas, contact information for you and your firm, please?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of us is directly to our office, which is 610-279-4300. We also have a significant presence on the internet. Our website address is www.norristownlawyers.com. And we also have Facebook and Twitter. And so if you just Google my name as well, Lino Thomas, you'll be able to find me.
And we're going to have Dr. Matt Marcus close the deal. But before we do, Beth, if you would, the contact information at HealthBridge if individuals are trying to get in touch?
Yes, they can go directly to our website, www.healthbridgecairo.com. There's a toll-free number on there, 833-422-4476.
Awesome. And Dr. Marcus, if another fantastic show with great guests in the books. You want to take us home, sir?
Yeah, first I'd just like to thank the entire HealthBridge organization for their commitment to our patients, their commitment to our mission, and providing compassionate care. I'd like to thank Lino Thomas for coming in. I know he was a little jammed up in traffic, and he made it here, so I'm very appreciative to reconnect with you. By the way, I saw you went to Pitt. I didn't realize we were there at the same time. And Jim Monahan, thanks for coming in. Always a pleasure to see you. I know we live in the same neighborhood, and I really appreciate you both spending the afternoon here and talking about your respective professions.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Awesome. Listen, I want to thank our listeners for tuning into the HealthBridge Highlight Hour. Of course, I want to thank our sponsor, HealthBridge Chiropractic, and my co-host, Dr. Matt Marcus, of course, Beth Capelli, for putting everything together, and Dr. Marcus's guests, Jim Monahan, and, of course, Lino Thomas. On behalf of Dr. Matt Marcus, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, Joe.